Hey guys, Allison here. I wanted to give you a listener's note about today's episode. During our amazing conversation with Russell Wade, we talk about how he and his ministry partners are tackling some very dark topics in their community, including trafficking. Since I know many of you have little ears listening in the back seat, I wanted to give you a heads up. And now, on with the main course.
I am telling you that there are three things that can start a relationship with anybody: Jesus, Chick-fil-A chicken, and Chick-fil-A sauce. Those three things really will get someone to start a conversation with you.
Everyone deserves the chance to enjoy a Chick-fil-A sandwich, right? And if you ask today's guest, that even includes people who are incarcerated. Welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm, and I'm joined by my co-host, Jim Mann. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm ready for cooler weather. I'm tired of sweating and I'm running out of it again.
I'm with you on that one. What have you been enjoying at Chick-fil-A lately?
I've been in a rut. I'm so embarrassed to say, but I've been in a rut getting the three count strips.
Oh, yeah. You've crossed over because you used to be a nugget man.
Yeah, I know. It's a phase. Young people like myself, we go through phases.
Speaking of phases, and I know you've been through a few career phases in your life, but what's the longest you've ever worked for the same employer?
I think it was 12 years at the radio station that we met at.
Oh, 12 years is a pretty good run, but not really compared to our guest today. So our guest today, he actually started working at Chick-fil-A when he was just 15 years old. Now he's nearing age 50, which means, if you do the math, more than three decades of working at Chick-fil-A. Russell Wade currently is the owner-operator of the location in Goldsboro, North Carolina, a role he's had since 2005. We're also going to be talking to Beverly Weeks, one of his ministry partners from Cry Freedom Missions, a little later in the show. But for now, Russell, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for allowing us to talk to you today.
Sure. Just take us back to the late 80s. Russell, you're 15, living in Spartanburg, South Carolina. You're looking for a job. And what happened?
Well, I was actually looking for a job, and my brother actually went and applied to Chick-fil-A. And they asked him if he happened to have a younger brother at the time, because he was about to go off to college. And so I went with my dad, and we applied at Chick-fil-A, got an interview on a Friday. And the following Friday, I started working at Chick-fil-A. So the rest is history of my Chick-fil-A history, and I've been on Chick-fil-A 33 years now.
Wow. When I was 15, I think I cut 2 yards to the neighbor's yards, but I guess I wasn't success-oriented, I guess I should say, as you were at 15. My goodness. Plus, there was no Chick-fil-A's up in Baltimore where I grew up. Otherwise, I'd be all over that thing.
Yes, sir.
But when you jumped in there, when did you know that you were in it for the long run?
Well, I cut some neighbor yards just like you did and did some painting with my dad. I realized pretty quick my dad was a full-time pastor and a full-time painter as well. And I realized pretty quick that working out in the heat for long hours of the day, which was fine. I enjoyed spending the time with my dad, but I realized that probably wasn't what I was called out to do as a career. So I started working Chick-fil-A, and probably by the time I was beginning my senior year of high school, I realized that was probably, I'd love to do what my operator did, my owner operator in Spartanburg, South Carolina, his name was Keith Laws. Loved working for him, worked for him for a little over 8 years and worked with him through high school and college. Then I got an opportunity to go work at the Olympics in 96 in Atlanta. Loved everything I did with Chick-fil-A.
The Olympics, so cool. How old were you when you started operating your own Chick-fil-A?
I got my opportunity to work to own my own first Chick-fil-A after I actually did a little stint working for Chick-fil-A corporate in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I was up there from middle October of 1995 till the end of April of 1997. I became an owner-operator of the Chick-fil-A in Goldsboro, which is actually a mall and June 1st, 1997.
Wow. So what do you like best about being an operator?
Coaching. I love coaching people. I love looking for the things that they feel like are their limits of who they are, and trying to maximize who they are, you know, just finding their God-given talents, seeing their strengths, and turning them into great strengths, which is obviously kind of what God does for us as well.
Every job has a downside, of course. What did you like least about it?
This past year has probably been very stressful with COVID, and just the change of no customers being inside the store. Also just the complexity of the business over the last probably year and some change has been probably my least favorite, but it's also been some of my most rewarding just as well. So
I was going to ask you, how do you motivate yourself past that? But if it's also rewarding, I guess that would do it, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My wife has a business where we have to hire like college students. And of course, it is a struggle just to find employees this day. Are you facing that also?
Yes, sir. We've been, we've continued to hire through all of COVID, but it has been a struggle. We typically will go through about 350 applications in a month and maybe hire 4 to 6 if we can find 4 to 6 people we'd want to hire.
Is that just because people don't want to work, or just you can't find the quality that you're looking for?
The quality, yes, sir.
Yeah. That's definitely what we're going through. Your kids are what, 12 and 6?
Yes, sir. 12 and 6, yes, sir.
Are they going to be working for you when they're 15?
Honestly, I'd love for them to, but we'll have to see what the Lord's will is with that. I would love for them to. However, I always tell them, you're going to have to go through the application process like everybody else. So we'll see. I want them to. I mean, you know, I want them to have the great work ethic. My daughter's been working actually at Chick-fil-A since she was, about 5. So she's been working a long time.
Well, hopefully they had good upbringing, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tried.
Let's switch gears and talk about your other passion, serving the community, which you do as a board member and a volunteer.
Now, Beverly, I need to bring you in on this.
I know. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. Now, what is it you do there?
So I'm actually a huge Chick-fil-A fan, and Mr. Russell actually serves on the board for Wayne Pregnancy Center and for Cry Freedom Missions. Cry Freedom Missions is a nonprofit that goes across the country to reach, rescue, and restore survivors of human trafficking. And I know that you guys are extremely passionate about working with people in poverty and working with rescuing individuals in trafficking. And that core value was one of the things that attracted me to Russell Wade and to his team at Chick-fil-A, to where we brought him on board. My COO, Jonathan Chavis, and I, we work very closely with the SBI, with local authorities, going into crack houses, going into hotels, going into the jail system, looking for women who and young boys who are trafficked. You may not know this, but human trafficking right now is a $150 billion industry, second only to drugs. You know, you can sell a bag of drugs one time, but you can sell a young boy or a young girl over and over and over again. And sadly, these atrocities are taking place right here in our own neighborhoods and not just overseas somewhere. And so Chick-fil-A here in Goldsboro, Mr. Russell and his team have been very passionate about getting involved, not just to talk about it and educate our community, but to say, hey, we want to actually go out and be proactive and be a part of the solution.
Wow. Okay. So you don't actually work for Chick-fil-A. You work along with Russell. Russell works along with you in this ministry.
Yes, sir. He's on our board. He's actually the vice chair of our board.
Wow. Okay. Well, it's time for a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about Russell's missions to treat everyone to Chick-fil-A, even those behind bars.
We know you're loving this episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, but if you need an extra helping of chat, laughs, and chicken, catch up on all 40 episodes of season one. Jim's favorite was episode 28, our interview with the Sauce-Moto inventors. Mine was episode 18, featuring the world's first Chick-fil-A puppies. Listen to both and let us know which one you like best. My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, streams on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, Stitcher, or anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Well, welcome back. We've been chatting with Russell Wade, an operator who's worked for Chick-fil-A for 33 years, and he doesn't just sell chicken. He gives it away, too. What's that about, Russell?
Well, thank you for asking. We actually go into our Wayne County Sheriff's Department office, and we serve the women and the men behind in the jail. A Chick-fil-A sandwich, bag of chips, and a cookie. We try to do that once a quarter or so if we're given the opportunity through Cry for Freedom Ministries and Wayne Pregnancy Center. We try to come alongside them and try to serve our community in many ways. Obviously, even the people in jail, we believe even the people in jail deserve a Chick-fil-A sandwich. They need to feel human just like the rest of us. And so that's, we've been given the opportunity and would love to do that.
It also gives them an incentive to get out to get some more Chick-fil-A, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We've been talking with Beverly about what you do with her. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Sure.
On like how you got involved with that?
Yes, sir. Got involved. Gosh, I'm trying to remember. I think it's been around 10 years. Is that right, Ms. Beverly?
Yeah, that sounds really close. Okay. About 10 years ago.
Got on the board and just... You know, we had recently just tried to adopt a child, our son, or we were in the process of trying to adopt a child, and just feel very passionate about trying to rescue people in the community. I've got a 12-year-old daughter, and just thinking about her pregnancy and the joys of that pregnancy with my wife and I, just everything involved in that, and just I can't imagine aborting a child. And that's obviously what Wayne Pregnancy Center helps people with, is not have abortions, and then trying to rescue those children from abortion.
Also, let me tell you a very, because I know he's extremely, extremely conservative and extremely modest, but let me just tell you some of the work that he does. So Wayne Pregnancy Center has an outreach that is called Cry Freedom Missions, where we actually go out into the community to try to identify those who are enslaved into human trafficking and sex trafficking. Ironically, you know, you guys were referring to it a while ago as a free chicken sandwich. For me, it's an opportunity to get my foot in the door in a hotel with a young woman by offering her a chicken sandwich. For me, that is a resource or a tool that I can use to actually start a relationship. Because, you know, to get people out of domestic violence, out of trafficking, you got to have a relationship with them. And I am telling you that there are three things that can start a relationship with anybody: Jesus, Chick-fil-A chicken, and Chick-fil-A sauce. Those three things really will get someone to start a conversation with you. So Mr. Russell and his team have been very generous to donate sandwiches that we could take out into the community, into abandoned homes, into hotels where children are living with single moms, also into the jail. I have literally seen a grown man sitting behind bars. I recently had a mom, imagine this, a mom with three sons in jail, all three in jail for three different murders. And to go up to that young guy and to say, look, here's a sandwich. It's from Chick-fil-A. And no matter what you've ever done, no matter where you've ever been, no matter what you've ever done to someone, in God's eyes, you still have your same value. And Russell and his team and Chick-fil-A, they just want to let you know that you're loved, that you're valued. And to go up to a young man and hand him that sandwich and to see the tears stream down his face, or for a young mother to read on a social media page that Chick-fil-A has come in and saw that her son had worth and her son had value, and to love on them with a free sandwich, a hot, warm chocolate chip cookie. I am telling you that that sandwich, to a lot of people, they would classify as a free chicken sandwich. But to me, I classify as a tool or a resource that has literally left to life change. It is literally led to life change, because I have started a conversation with that young woman in the hotel or in the jail, and she has begun to sob and tell about the years of abuse and how she's been raped over and over again, or molested over and over again, or her body has been sold like a piece of meat in a supermarket over and over again. But I hand her that sandwich and she begins to weep and share her story and say, I want to get to safety. Please, I beg of you, get me to a safe place. So for me, it's more than a free sandwich, but for me, it is a it is a weapon. It's a tool. It's a resource to get that young girl or that young guy to safety.
It's amazing what guy can do with a chicken sandwich.
Yes. And a Chick-fil-A sauce.
Just what thinking you can do with waffle fries.
I know. It's so funny. They actually ask for the waffle fries in the jail, but, you know, because of regulations, keeping the temperature on the fries, yeah, the way that the standards are with Chick-fil-A, we take in the chips, the waffle chips, but I don't know if you've ever tasted the waffle chips, but they're absolutely one of my all-time favorites. Take a waffle chip from Chick-fil-A and dip it in the Chick-fil-A sauce, and I'm telling you, woo, it is amazing.
Sounds like you might be a fan.
I am a huge fan.
You know, Jim, when I... thinking about the jail, it truly is God's grace and mercy that any of us have not experienced that, you know, because just several decisions that we make or make differently, we could all be there by the grace of God. You know, I think back some decisions I made, and God has helped me over the years, changed me and molded me, continuing to mold me. So I look at those men and women in the jail, and I say, that could be me, you know. So why wouldn't I want to serve those people, you know, to love on them, to care for them, to make them feel human? Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds so simple, just a Chick-fil-A sandwich going to jail, but those small things lead to big things and can lead to life-changing events. Just a small chicken sandwich, but it means so much more.
We have a girl right now in our safe house, and she's lived on the streets for several years. She's been sold over and over again. The things that have been done to her make me physically sick to my stomach. But I remember Jonathan and Russell and I met her in jail and offered her a chicken sandwich. She, of course, left the jail, went back to the streets, but she recently reached out to us. And that was one thing she said. She said, I remember that Chick-fil-A sandwich. But we have her in our safe house now. She's safe. She's off the street. She's warm. She's getting the trauma counseling, the therapy that she needs. She actually recently found out through a wellness check that we were doing here at the center that she has breast cancer. And I think, you know, again, we laugh, we giggle, we talk about the Chick-fil-A sandwich. But if it hadn't been for the Chick-fil-A sandwich, I never would have had the conversation with that young woman. And then for her to remember it on the streets and then come back and seek out help from Cry Freedom Missions to get rescued out of sex trafficking, and then being able to do that wellness check on her. And we were able to catch that breast cancer early on. And so, again, can you see how God can even use a chicken sandwich that it literally has changed her life? Not only has she come to know Jesus Christ as her Savior, but we were able to catch that cancer in its early stages. And so she is so grateful. She is so grateful.
That story is just incredible. And that's one of only many, I'm sure. Well, Russell, I know another area you've been serving is through the YMCA for people who may not have had enough to eat during the pandemic.
We went out literally to people that had no food and also went to the schools and served them a hot lunch, basically the same thing, a Chick-fil-A sandwich, bag of chips, and a cookie. We wanted to be able to do that so that we could be able to serve our local community. And look, it was just amazing for myself and my team to go out and see these young people that may or may not have a meal other than that Chick-fil-A sandwich and bag of chips and a cookie. And then, of course, the school sent them home with the school system breakfast and then some dinner as well when they picked that up. So it was just amazing, I think, just for our community to see us love on them and care for them. We obviously want to be the most caring company in the world, and we believe we can do that just one sandwich at a time, given time, given intervals, during hurricanes or whatever might come our way. We believe that we want to just be a blessing and show our community, our local community, that we care.
Well, it's time for another quick break, but when we come back, Food for Thought with Russell Wade. Okay, guys, time to share a few more of our recent podcast reviews from Apple Podcasts. Lauren's 5-star review reads, "You think Chick-fil-A is good? Wait till you listen to this podcast." Aw, thanks, Lauren. Jen07 wrote, "Best podcast ever. Love the podcast. Laid back, funny, and interesting." Yaya Morna gave us 5 stars as well and says, "I don't normally listen to podcasts, but I found this entertaining and fun to listen to." All right, let me share one more. Sarah K6 writes, "Love CFA and this podcast." Wow, you guys are so kind. Reviews really help more listeners find us, so thanks for taking the time to do that. And if you haven't rated and reviewed us, it takes just a minute. And we might just share yours on an upcoming episode. Head to our show page on Apple Podcasts, click See All right there next to Ratings and Reviews, then click Write a Review. Don't forget to mention how much you love Jim. He actually prints those out and puts them on his refrigerator for his kids to see. No joke. Thanks for your help, guys.
Welcome back. It's time for Food for Thought with Russell Wade, owner-operator from Goldsboro, North Carolina. Russell, answer these questions quicker than a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. What's your favorite sauce?
Chick-fil-A sauce.
What would you like to see added to the Chick-fil-A menu?
Spicy strips.
Oh, nice. What celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
What celebrity would I eat nuggets with? I don't really have a celebrity I'd want to eat nuggets. Being honest, I'd probably want to just have dinner with my wife, just a one-on-one dinner with my wife.
Oh, wow. That question is going to get... Wow, that's amazing.
That's your celebrity.
Yes.
That's the best answer so far.
Yes.
Now, if you didn't work at a Chick-fil-A, what job would you like to have?
I don't know. I can't imagine anything else.
Perfect.
Being honest, I mean, I love what I do.
Well, if you could only order one menu item the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, I love tacos, but off my menu?
Yeah.
Probably a Chick-fil-A sandwich. Extra pickles, pepper jack cheese.
Oh, nice. What menu item have you never tried?
I don't think there's anything I haven't ever tried.
How about, have you ever dressed up in the cow costume?
Yes, actually I have, many times.
You can't see it, but actually during this podcast, he's actually dressed up like a cow.
Jeez. Well, the funny thing is I've actually dressed up like a chicken. So if you've been around a long time, you know that the original mascot from Chick-fil-A before the cow was Doodles with the chicken. And I had dressed up like Doodles and the cow before.
Now, yeah. Do you still have that costume?
I do not have that costume.
It's a little more dangerous to be a chicken at Chick-fil-A, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, how many nuggets do you think you can eat in one sitting?
About 20.
Nice. Do you ever make yourself a secret menu item?
I have made myself a secret menu item before.
Ooh, what was it?
Well, one of those items is actually a menu item that they rolled out of eventually, but it was orange juice with ice cream on top.
Yum.
So basically, it tastes like an orange creamsicle. I think it was called a orange sunrise.
Okay, the most important question. Are you team nuggets or team strips?
Probably team nuggets. Nice. I definitely eat more nuggets than I do strips. Now, my son would say he's team strips, but he likes, but I'd say majority of my family would like nuggets other than my son.
I go back and forth myself.
Yes, sir.
I am totally with your son and apparently gym man lately. Hashtag team strips, baby. I love the birthday tradition you and your wife have for your team members. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So we go once a month, whoever's birthday it is during that given month, we invite them out to a local restaurant here in town and have just allow them to order whatever they want off the menu. We typically order appetizers, entrees, desserts. I always remind them, you can take food home, but you know, we want to be able to celebrate your birthday just as if you were a member of my family. And so that's just something we've been doing, about 10 years, I guess, or so. We've been going to a local restaurant here in town. I'll give them a quick shout out, the Laughing Owl. And we've been going there, and my employees love it. They typically will come out, and it's just time for us to be able to see them kind of in a group setting and then be able to, you know, I always typically talk about my Chick-fil-A family when I'm at home or interviews or people I've interviewed and our new employees or somebody that's been around, you know, 5 or 6 years or so. And so my family hears about them all the time, and it just allows them, my family, to be able to see them and get to know them. Just like I do.
Wow. I guess that makes them feel pretty important too. That's a good thing to do.
Yes, sir.
Chick-fil-A is just amazing. The more I hear about it, the better. I am at signature status too.
Great.
Care.
Yeah.
I'm there at least 3 times a week, usually almost every day.
Oh, wow. Thank you for your patronage to Chick-fil-A.
Sure. Next time in Goldsboro, I'll come through there too.
Come on by. We'd love to serve you.
Thank you so much for joining us. How can people connect with you, Russell?
It was truly our pleasure. They can call our Chick-fil-A restaurant or contact us through our Facebook page at Chick-fil-A and or our Twitter, Instagram, and we'll be glad to reply. We love just serving our guests and our community. And thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to speak with you today.
Sure. And Beverly, thanks for joining us, being a huge fan.
Yes, it's been very, very exciting. Cry Freedom Missions is just honored that we get to partner with such an amazing, amazing organization and restaurant like Chick-fil-A of Goldsboro.
Thank you, Russell. And thank you, Beverly. And thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or any source that allows reviews, would you do us a favor? Hit those 5 stars and write a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with 2 N's. madeproductions.com.